100 Word Stories. Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast at one a day until the day I die.com. I'm not dead yet, so let's do a weekly challenge. That's where I post the topic and you come up with the stories. You're probably wondering about the audio quality this week. If you're not, then okay, good for you. I left my Yeti microphone at work. I was using it for a demonstration on Monday and kind of forgot to bring it home. I have reminders for reminders of reminders, but apparently I forgot to remind myself to bring the microphone home. Welcome to my life. As for the Invisalign trays, I'm remembering those at least. I switch to a new set tomorrow, so my mouth will be hurting and I'll be even grumpier than usual. Maybe I should say, see, my thumb hit the damn headset there. I should probably re-record this, but no. Screw it. Let's just get going, and hopefully next week it won't suck as bad. Well, at least my audio. Your stories, on the other hand, they're great. I mean, we have stories on the topic of King from Muncie, Jeffrey, Richard, Tom, Serendipity, Marv, Lizzie, Norval Joe, and Planet Z. I know what you're thinking, that's not as many as we usually have, but it's not about the quantity. It's about the quality and the love. The love of storytelling, story writing, recording, crafting. You guys are the ones who make the weekly challenges. I just put them together. Another thing going on, Shawnakee Library in Second Life is having their 8th anniversary? Wow. They're the ones that inspired me to do my storytelling in that platform. And also, I've come up with, once again, the templates and the random story reader. So there's a random storytelling book that you can click on and it will bring up another story at random. And there's also a story reader in the reading room that I built. So every, like, minute or 2 minutes, it displays a new story. So it chats one out. I thought about making a little signboard that displays the text, too, and keeps it up there. But, nah. I used to do that with note cards. You have to copy-paste all of them. Oh, God, that was so stupid. Then textures. Ooh, you gotta pay for each of those. This, I think, is relatively, well, you're already paying for the region and the space, but and the server and the this and the that, but I think it's the most efficient, least cost method at this point. So as new stories get published, they get put in the random template. If you're an SL and you want to see a demo of this or get a copy of the scripts or the templates or how to do it, I think you have to host your own, though. That's the problem. Unless you have a random template function within Joomla or something else, that when you pull a particular location, you get a random. If you have a random plugin for your engine, good. But for this, I am self-hosting my own WordPress. Although I could probably be convinced to post up a space or two, but really, if you need your own WordPress hosting location, there are lots and lots of inexpensive hosting solutions out there. I mean, Hostgator. Try them. And they're pretty reliable. Yeah, I should probably get on with this. If I've got anything else to say. I thought about, you know, I'm going to obsess a little longer. Suffer this. There's this thing called the Destination Guide in Second Life where you can post up your location. If it's an interesting and innovative place, but really it's not, it's just friends of friends of friends of friends. And you can showcase your stuff, what you've done, and invite people to enjoy it. Now, I don't market this podcast. I don't go, oh, yeah, 100% story, yeah, 100% story. I don't whore it out like I used to. And I think through, if you look at the traffic and attendance, it kind of shows, oh, well, it's still going on. You know, Professor Erwin Corwin is still out there. Or whoever that Erwin Corey, or although I think he's dead now. Yeah, awkward. But, you know, with the random story reader, at least there's something there now. Instead of just, well, you know, here's a venue that only plays one artist an hour out of 168 days. You know, I overthink these things. I actually have principle and integrity. And I'm like, oh, come join the group. Oh, it's all gonna be awesome. Really? It just is. And those who want to promote and gather folks up and keep things going in their little, I guess, communities, okay, that's for them. For me, it's just whatever. You know, you want to come by, come by. If not. And it's the same attitude, really, with the weekly challenge. I'm not going to be spamming out to 10,000 people. Oh, come back. Oh, I miss you. Hey, I miss most of them. Some people I don't miss. But, wow, you're admitting that. No wonder why things are the way they are. It is what it is. And if you get all worked up over it, you're not really enthusiastic about it. Well, I'm still doing it, and it's not a chore. You know, it's a hobby. It's a cool thing to do. It's neat. It's a challenge. I'm challenging myself. And if I didn't enjoy it, I wouldn't do it. And if you don't enjoy it, don't do it. And if you enjoy it, do it. An idiot like me can write a whole bunch of these things. Sure. An idiot like you can. That's being positive. So let's get on with the stories about King, and I will see you on the flip side.
Greetings, Timmy, from Munsey, here once more with a story that I hope is to your liking. If not, mention it in the comments. There are comments, and while I never remember to post there when I get home from work 8 hours after having listened to these things, I highly recommend you do so. On Royal Headwear by Christopher Monroe. I'm no king, but I own a crown. Because it's 2016, crowns are readily available for purchase, I wanted one, and fuck you, that's why. I'll never lead a nation, but a crown's something I could make happen, and I deserve to have things that bring me joy. So I bought it. Now I own it. And when I feel down and need to be picked up, I take it out and put it on, and wearing it does make me feel a little better. And I'll tell you right now, I absolutely fucking crush that crown. Broken Escalator, ChristopherMonroe.blogspot.com, and tweets at Munsey Munsey. And with that, I bid you fond farewell for another week, Timmy, that I might get back to my life, and you might post in the comments for this weekly challenge. Do it. Do it now.
Good morning, it's Jeffrey Fisher with a couple of stories for week 517 on the topic of King. My first story is called Strategy. The devil, to stave off boredom, wanted new ways to take souls. He turned to chess. So many suckers thought they had skill at the game. He roamed the boards in Central Park, challenging the players. Clyde looked like just another homeless black man with a substance abuse problem. But Clyde had studied the game for years and readily accepted the devil's challenge on one condition: one move per day. The devil agreed. Clyde had a plan. When he castled, protecting his king in a corner, the devil understood that this time he was the sucker. The game was a draw, playing out one day at a time. That was over 50 years ago, and Clyde is still going strong. And yes, the devil is bored. And my second story is called Looking Back. For eons, Elvis found the afterlife fascinating, but even infinite variety dulls eventually. He decided to find out how he was remembered on Earth. Michael Jackson begged him not to look, but the king could never think of Michael as anything but the kid singer in the Jackson 5. On the whole, Elvis was happy how things turned out. Millions of record sales, Graceland was a shrine to his legacy, and even the imitators in rhinestone-studded jumpsuits were somehow endearing. But peanut butter and banana sandwiches? Who in his right mind would think Elvis actually liked that crap? Only Yankees, who thought a Southern boy, no matter how rich, could have no decent palate, right? He slapped those ingredients together once, when he had nothing better in the house. Only a quart of whiskey made the sticky mess go down. And that's it for me this week. I'll be back next week.
Good morning. Richard here. Hope you're well. Here's some stories on the topic of King. The first is the Gospel according to Norman, the wise king. There was once a wise king. His wisdom and fairness was famed throughout the kingdom, and people would come from far and wide seeking his guidance on disputes of every kind. The king's days were long, but the people prospered. It came to pass that two women came to the court, bringing with them a baby. Both claimed the child was theirs, and neither would relent. And so it fell to the king to adjudicate. Sighing, the king called for his sword, and, as the onlookers gasped in horror, fell upon it and died. He just couldn't take the pressure. Let's have another, shall we? This is called King Size. I don't like to complain about old-fashioned measurements, but there's a lot to be said for standardization. Whilst you lucky folks in the rest of the world get to stuff yourselves to the point of bursting on your king-size burger, fries, and enormous sodas, I barely have enough to sate my hunger. You lounge away the nights in your king-size beds, whilst I freeze in a bed that's simply not big enough. In fact, everything described as king-size around these parts is tiny in comparison. That's the problem when your king is a 12-inch ruler. I'm really sorry about that last one. I think I should beat a hasty retreat. So until next week, goodbye.
Hello, Night People. Tom here, and the countdown continues. 3. Updates. Total authors. 461. Story total, 8,363. Story average, 16.18. Movement. Jeffrey trades places with Richard for the fifth time to take the fifth place. Richard, who becomes the seventh Iron Monkey, and I fall to the eighth Iron Monkey. Jeffrey has been in the top 10 for 103 weeks. Richard has been in the top 10 for 100 weeks. And I have three stories tonight. The first, King for a Day. Timmy wasn't the sharpest tool in the shed, so it wasn't much of a surprise when he entered the King for a Day contest. What the heck, he said. Winning hands down, the good subjects of Lichtenrubel look forward to the day after King Timmy's reign, preparing for a good laugh at his expense. Oddly, on Coronation Day, Timmy was nowhere to be found. Soldiers, sheriffs, and the greater number of Lichtenrubenins scoured the countryside searching for Timmy. Tired and dejected, they returned to the castle to find the royal treasury looted. Seems Timmy wasn't as dim as he seemed. Story 2. The Day I Didn't Meet the King. It doesn't take much raw material for the fates to weave the smallest lives into the backdrop of history. A Jesuit father ends up in New France in the 1600s. He rows his canoe through the swamp that will become the future site of the second city. Civil leaders of that city name a park in his honor. Since the name of the park is the same as my family's name, we would often picnic there. In August 1966, the Reverend King marched through that park. As I watched the hate rise, he looked pretty damn scared. And the last story, in plain sight. For those who are fond of riddles, I have the following. A man was born a king, but never abdicated a crown to become the President of the United States. Sounds pretty Da Vinci Code. A pope in turn. All wimbly wobbly, which is one hint to his identity. He sat in judgment on a bullet which defied the laws of physics. Here's a second. He weathered the attack of two assassins, but not that of his political rival, which is a third. When you've secured his name, please post it in the comment area. You are a king among men. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week. Once a king, always a king, they say. But not if I have anything to do with it. You may be a big shot in your country. Prime Minister, President, Dictator, Prince or Queen. To me, you're just another day's work. I don't care who you are, or how important you may be. As long as I'm paid the going rate, you're a target, and I will bring you down to size, using whatever means I have. Poison, bullet, blade or bludgeon. Your status won't help. You'll die. And I'll live. Once an assassin, always an assassin.
Good neighbors, it's Marv again, and I'm still babbling loudly with this week's challenge of King. It's titled, The King is Dead. So without further ado, here's the story. The King is Dead. Long live the King. The Chamberlain made the official royal announcement in a loud and clear voice to members of the royal court of the passing of long-reigning King John Quincy Marcus IV and of Prince Charles becoming King Charles William David VIII. As he ascended to the throne, King Charles became the acknowledged absolute ruler of 20 million subjects in the tiny country of Lilliput. What a week it had been for now King Charles. Beginning on Monday, he went to his first day of kindergarten, and then, only 3 days later, he's the king. Well, thanks for listening, and until next time, I'm Marv, and I'm still babbling loudly.
Hello, everyone. Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. Forgive the voice. I have a terrible cold. Here goes the story. The kids made fun of Bernie whenever he said, "I'm a king." What he meant was he belonged to the old local king family, although he wasn't called king. Bernie was, however, proud of his heritage, and no one would convince him otherwise. Fresh out of college, a distant cousin called Harold King introduced him to the right people. When Bernie came back for his high school reunion, the kids sure didn't make fun of him when he said, "I'm a king." He had married into a European royal family and had become king, only in title, but still a king. This is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodcough.blogspot.com, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com and of the Pariah Podcast. And this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 517 with a prompt of King. Just a note, episode 13 of the Pariah Podcast should be out sometime this week. Something fun to look forward to. Anyway, here's my story. Monkey Boy rounded the penguin pool, shot past the tiger pen, hurried out the service gate and onto the main boulevard through the east side of his city. Two thoughts raced through his head as he dodged pedestrians and ginkgo trees, spaced every 20 feet in the sidewalk. What did Polecat and her crew want from him, and how long would it take for them to catch up with him? He ducked through the back door of the Chicken King restaurant and slipped into the storage room. A woman turned around and shouted, "Mickey! You're late for your shift." Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
You probably know about Queen Latifah, soul singer and actress, but was there ever a King Latifah? Yes. Yes, there was. But as with Latifahs, the queen bites the king's head off after mating. No, Queen Latifah doesn't have any kids. Sadly, the mating was unsuccessful. And even if she did have kids, she'd just have eaten them, right? Except for one, who she'd raise as her princess. Only upon her death would the princess be allowed to consume the royal jelly necessary to transform her into the next queen. But let's face it, she'd probably get eaten first.
Of 100-word stories on the topic of King, written, recorded, sent in lovingly by you. You can check out more in the archives at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. Leave a comment, especially if you know what Tom is asking about. Little bit of a riddle. Maybe we should have riddles. Little challenges there. Teasers. Build up comments, build up traffic, build up feedback, spam it up. Or we could just get on with our lives. So, thank you all for being a part of this. Whether you recorded a story, sent one in, whether you're a little late. A few of you, I'm thinking, oh, where did they go? Oh, my God, are they all right? Are they in the hospital? Are they on vacation? It's okay. You can always send in a story on the topic a little later. It's your call.
Or you can say, fuck it, I'm not going to be a part of that stupid shit anymore.
So, thank you all for being a part of this. And I'll be back next week with the topic of Singapore. This is inspired by our friend Chris Mooney Singh of Word Forward, who is doing a whole bunch of cool things in Australia and Singapore and here and there in the Asia-Pacific area. Are you a doctor? Can I call you Dr. Chris Mooney Singh? His doctor in storyology. If you're not familiar, Tales of a Bumboat, the Foreign Madam and the White Yogi. I think, oh God, did I get that wrong again, or is it the White Madam and the Foreign Yogi? It's been so long! But he's got some stuff in the works, and I thought, hey, let's get the ball rolling, and maybe he'll announce what exactly is going on there, because I'm too lazy to click and read. So, thank you all. This is the third time I've thanked you. It shows you how genuine this is. Instead of just some asshole at a register going, thank you for that, thank you, okay, thank you. Did you want fries with that? Okay, thank you for that. Watered down. And as always, keep it brief.